Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tornado on the ground.
Tonight, cross-country weather threats. Tens of millions in the path of a dangerous storm from the Midwest to the South with so-called gorilla hail and tornadoes. Plus, heavy snow in Colorado leaves people stranded.
I was crying all day yesterday because I wanted to be home, and I can't.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We begin tonight with more than 40 million Americans under threat from two major storm systems. Heavy snow is falling across the Rockies with 3 feet already on the ground in parts of Colorado, causing travel nightmares at the airports and on the roads. Hundreds of flights at Denver International Airport were canceled today, and more severe and dangerous weather is sweeping across the middle of the country today, with several tornadoes touching down in Kentucky and Indiana. This funnel cloud was spotted over a small town in Kentucky. Communities are surveying the aftermath with downed trees and severely damaged homes and businesses. Now, that same system is moving east with more than a dozen states under severe weather threats tonight, from Dallas to Indianapolis, with thunderstorms, damaging hail, and more tornadoes in the forecast. CBS's Dave Malkoff will start us off tonight with more on these life-threatening storms.
Tornado on the ground.
Tonight, the severe weather threat keeps growing in the Midwest, with multiple tornadoes touching down in Indiana. In Hanover, a tornado ripped through homes, causing roofs to collapse, knocking down trees and power lines.
Total destruction. The inside. Yeah. Everything.
In Madison, another tornado crossed the Ohio River. Video shows debris spinning in the air. In Milton, Kentucky, at least 100 structures were damaged after a tornado touchdown.
It's on the ground! It's on the ground! It's on the ground!
Last night, a supercell thunderstorm spun up a tornado as severe weather moved through Alta Vista, Kansas. Hail battered parts of northern Kansas, some hail bigger than golf balls. In Colorado, record-breaking snowfall is the problem.
Last night, some parts of the state have got 20, 30 inches of snow. Now, try digging out of all this, especially if you rarely see snow like this.
Hazardous winter conditions created a nightmare in Colorado Springs, leaving some drivers trapped. People stuck on highways like I-70, causing a standstill, leading to major closures west of Denver.
I came here to ski.
Our flight got canceled. We rented a car, came up here, tried to get to Steamboat, but unfortunately the blizzard set us in, and we were lucky enough to get a place to stay here.
The snow also causing more than 800 flight cancellations at Denver International Airport.
I was crying all day yesterday because I wanted to be home, and I can't.
At this blustery exit in Golden, Colorado, there are hundreds of people from all over the country who are just simply stuck here. And Nora, all of this snow, every single last flake of it, has fallen since 10 p.m. last night.
Wow. Dave Malkoff, thank you so much. For a look now at where this severe weather is headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. As Dave just showed us, it is still snowing in Colorado. And with this lingering system, still a couple more feet of snow is possible in the higher elevations. The big threat, though, we're tracking tonight is a severe weather threat that has been picking up, very large hail and tornadoes possible, with a damaging wind threat also going through the overnight hours as tomorrow, the threat shifts now to the south. We'll watch these storms roll through during the daylight hours and then into the evening, dropping to the south as storms are now starting to pick up in Texas going into the overnight hours. This front is also going to bring some heavy rain that's going to stall out with north potential for some flash flooding going right into the weekend.
Chris Warren, thank you. Now to a political rebuke causing shockwaves from Washington to Tel Aviv. The top Democrat in the Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish elected official is slamming Israel's prime minister, calling for new elections to replace Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports Senator Chuck Schumer is now facing backlash, some backlash following this Senate floor speech.
Nearly half a year into the war between Israel and Hamas, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, one of Congress's staunchest supporters of Israel, uncorked a blistering criticism of the Israeli leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
In a 40-minute address on the Senate floor, Schumer called for new elections and new Israeli leadership.
He has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows.
Schumer's words come amid growing concerns among Democrats and potential Democratic voters about Israel's aggressive military response to the October 7th attack by Hamas and Netanyahu's resistance to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. More than 31,000 Palestinians have died, and Gaza is on the brink of famine. President Biden has voiced his own frustration with Netanyahu, but has never called to replace him. White House officials who knew in advance what Schumer would say have expressed deep concern about Israel's plans to conduct a ground invasion of the crowded city of Rafah. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. called Schumer's comments unhelpful and said Israel is a sovereign democracy.
This is not only highly inappropriate, it's just plain wrong.
While congressional Republicans blasted Schumer for undercutting a U.S. ally.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
Tonight, there's still uncertainty about the fate of hostages being held in Gaza, including five Americans. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal from Hamas, arguing it's based on unrealistic demands. Nora?
Scott McFarlane, thank you very much. Vice President Kamala Harris today became the first sitting vice president or president to visit an abortion clinic. The Biden campaign hopes that by putting reproductive rights front and center this election cycle, it'll motivate voters to go to the polls. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports tonight from Minnesota.
The reporter said, well, you've made history, I guess, again, because, you know, I did.
The vice president made history with a half-hour private tour of an unassuming spot, a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Paul.
The reason I'm here is because this is a healthcare crisis.
The clinic has seen a 25% surge in abortions since two neighboring states, along with several others, enacted full abortion bans.
And doctor, please.
Dr. Sarah Traxler is the chief medical officer.
Our new abortion landscape is difficult. It is dangerous, and it is putting my patients and healthcare providers at severe risk.
The visit was the last stop for the VP in a six-state swing that has been solely focused on reproductive rights.
These extremists, they're trying to take women back to the 1800s.
We must restore the protections of Roe.
The issue is a top focus for the Biden campaign, and here's why. 57% of Americans say the overturning of Roe v. Wade nearly 2 years ago was mostly bad for the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Is this the most animating issue for Democrats in your state right now?
Well, it's one of them. I think people
are passionate. We're passionate people. We vote in very high numbers. But I think at the end of the day, it's the one that is most personal and feels the most threatening. And it's the one that's real.
Donald Trump, who attended a hearing in his classified documents case today, has strategically declined to say if he backs the 15-week national abortion ban favored by some Republicans.
You have to win elections. Otherwise, you're going to be back where you were, and you can't let that ever happen again.
We got some legal news today in another one of the four criminal cases that Trump is currently facing. The Manhattan DA offered a 30-day delay in a trial that was supposed to get underway in just a couple of weeks. Now, this is the case that has to do with hush money payments that were allegedly made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The defense wants 90 days to review tens of thousands of pages of new documents that were just handed over to them. Nora?
Nancy Cordes, thank you for that update. Tonight, the Haitian government is extending its overnight curfew to at least Sunday. Street gangs control much of the capital, and violence flared up again today. The U.S. Diplomatic Security Service shared these night vision photos showing heavy security outside the U.S. embassy. CBS's Christian Benavides reports on Americans still trapped in the chaos.
Fire trucks and port-au-prince race to Haiti's largest prison. Set on fire after a mass prison break 2 weeks ago of 4,000 prisoners was orchestrated by gangs that sparked violence and chaos.
It's been 3 days since Prime Minister Ariel Henry resigned, leaving a power vacuum where gangs now control 80% of the capital city. It's believed there are several hundred Americans still in Haiti.
We have our contingency plan.
General Laurel Richardson, the head of U.S. Southern Command, said they are ready to evacuate Americans. Dennis Hankins was confirmed today as U.S. ambassador to Haiti. The post has been vacant since October 2021. Here at the border with the Dominican Republic, tensions remain high and deportations continue. But thousands of other Haitians were allowed to cross less than 100 yards to buy badly needed goods at this open market for the first time in days. Rosalie Peralta runs a shop here.
So you've noticed that you get less sales, and you've gotten less sales since the crisis started.
Also, Americans making it out of Haiti. Missionaries Joel and Yvonne Trimble have been splitting their time between Florida and Cap Haitien for the past 49 years. They managed to evacuate today.
Absolutely.
It's never been this bad.
Absolutely. But the violence, the guns, it's the worst it's ever been.
I'm standing in front of the market, which has now closed. U.S. officials, Nora, say that Guantanamo Bay is ready to be used as a processing center in case of a surge of Haitian migrants trying to flee the violence. Nora?
Christian Benavides, thank you so much. Tonight, a number of new developments in what's being called the biggest cybersecurity attack on America's healthcare system. The Department of Health and Human Services is now investigating United Health Group after hackers shut down the company's payment processing arm. 3 weeks later, the pharmacy network is now back online, but many providers are still struggling. CBS's Nicole Scango reports.
A ransomware attack turned national crisis.
It's been one of the most stressful things we've gone through as a practice. And that's saying something, given that we survived COVID.
And for doctors like Christine Meyer, a personal nightmare.
On an average weekday, you would get
$20, $30, $40, $50,000 in deposits.
And today you got?
77.
The hack targeted Change Healthcare, a unit of United Health, forcing the nation's largest medical payment system offline on February 21st, leaving hospitals and medical practices in a cash crunch.
So to find ourselves suddenly, you know, looking at our home and its value and can we afford to put it up to pay our employees is a terrible feeling.
White House officials cracking down on United Health Tuesday. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra demanding the company front hospitals and doctors more emergency funds.
How are you holding them accountable?
We will not continue to work with a clearinghouse exchange operation if it can't provide the payment for the services that our patients need.
Dr. Meyer stresses it's not just a payroll problem. It's a patient problem.
I'm most worried about having to reduce our hours. Our patients that can't come here for their routine things, their sore throats, their cough, their blood pressure checks. Where are they going to go?
Potentially landing patients in emergency rooms.
What is preventing another ransomware incident like this from happening tomorrow?
Everyone should be asking themselves, what's the answer to the question? What do I need to do to make sure I'm not the next target? And what do I need to do to make sure that if I am a target, I don't bring a whole bunch of folks down with me over that cliff?
Concerns about a potential patient data breach have also prompted at least six class action lawsuits. United Health Group said in a statement that it's committed to providing relief to patients and practices affected. Nora.
This is a big deal. Nicole Skanga, thank you so much. Well, tonight, TikTok is fighting back after the House passed a bill calling for it to be banned in the U.S. unless it cuts ties with China. The Senate is now reviewing the legislation. CBS's Jolene Kent takes a look at what's next for the world's most popular app.
This is not what we want.
Are you kidding me?
The fight over the future of TikTok is bringing out angry users and a determined CEO. Today on Capitol Hill, TikTok CEO held private meetings and made a public plea.
But I haven't heard exactly what we've done this wrong. This is a ban on the app in this country. It's going to impact 170 million Americans who use our app.
He's personally attempting to stop a possible ban after the House passed a bill on Wednesday that would mandate TikTok separate from its Chinese parent company. It would have to sell to a U.S. buyer to avoid a ban. Today, former Treasury Secretary in the Trump administration, Steven Mnuchin, says he wants to buy it.
I understand the technology. It's a great business, and I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
You're trying to buy TikTok?
I am, because it should be owned by U.S. businesses.
But that may not even be possible.
Let's say all of these things come together and a sale is poised. The Chinese government could very well stop it. It's unclear if the algorithm, is something that could even be exported to another country.
If TikTok is banned,
the way it would work is the app just wouldn't be updated. It would be removed from stores and it would degrade over time.
This is not just an attack on freedom of speech. This is an attack on small businesses.
Meanwhile, the company's CEO is weighing every option.
We will continue to do all we can, including exercising our legal rights, to protect this amazing platform that we have built with you.
And Jolene Kent joins us now. There's so much to talk about. I mean, this is so unprecedented. So what do you think happens now?
Nora, it's up to Majority Leader Schumer to schedule a Senate vote. And if the bill passes, President Biden says he will sign it. And then if China is willing to sell, it could be the equivalent of selling Starbucks or Lockheed Martin or Shopify. TikTok is reportedly currently valued at about $100 billion. Nora.
Just incredible, Jolene Kent. Thank you for this. A 14-year-old girl is nearly kidnapped on her way home from school. Why police are praising what she did. That's next.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Terrifying new video shows a 14-year-old girl escaping from an attempted kidnapping while walking home from school last week. Police in Glendale, Arizona say an SUV stopped and a 28-year-old man got out and started following her. Well, the girl sensed something was wrong and ran away until she saw another man walking his dog who helped her. The man was arrested the next day. He was already on probation for similar crimes. Police are praising the girl for being aware of her surroundings and doing exactly what she should. The world's most powerful rocket breaks apart in its return to Earth. Why SpaceX is calling this historic test flight a success? That's next. SpaceX's massive new Starship blasted off from Texas today. It didn't go exactly as planned, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains why SpaceX considers the test a giant leap forward.
The most powerful rocket ever built blasted off this morning. It was SpaceX's third test of its enormous 397-foot-tall Super Heavy Starship rocket, technology crucial to NASA's return to the moon. The previous two launches ended in dramatic explosions.
Stage separation.
This time, the rocket's 39 engines powered Starship safely into space.
Kate, we got a Starship on its way to space and a booster on the way back to the Gulf.
But not everything went to plan. Moments after these dramatic images of re-entry, heating the craft to more than 2,500 degrees, Starship broke apart.
We are making the call now that we have lost Ship 28.
The rocket's booster was also lost after the launch. SpaceX had hoped to attempt rocket-controlled descents with both.
Getting the Starship part of that up into space and beginning re-entry, collecting all that data is a huge step forward for them.
CBS News space analyst Bill Harwood.
They're trying to do something no one has ever even attempted. And the fact that they lost the Starship on reentry, I don't view that as very significant at all in the third test flight. They're going to collect enough data from this to figure out how to fix that down the road.
A step closer to human boots on the moon, with many more still ahead. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Heart of America is next with a new class for New York's bravest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet the newest members of New York's bravest. Nearly 300 FDNY firefighters graduated this week, joining the nation's largest fire department. The probationary firefighters, known as probies, were filled with pride, and they're committed to keeping New Yorkers safe. Among the graduates is Jerome Ned Jr. of Brooklyn, whose father was a chef in the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
My father died on 9/11, so it was a decision for me because firefighters went to that building to try and get him out, and those brave heroes that died in that building, I wanted to be like one of them, and I wanted to help people as well.
Oh my goodness. Well, this new class also includes 10 women and 34 veterans. Officials said half of the graduates are people of color as the department continues to look more like the city it protects. So congratulations and thank you to the newest members of the FDNY, tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.